name is Daniel from Daniel Does DFW. I am here with my special guest from Teatro Dallas for This Is Your 15-Minute Call. Welcome to the show.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Today I have Matt Welch and Sasha Maya Ada.
Ada.
Ada. Huzzah. Brian, tell us a little about yourself. Tell us about the theater, Matt.
Sure, sure. So Teatro Dallas has been around for, next year is going to be 40 years. It started out as a company that was a pioneer in specifically Latinx work. And after a couple of years, adopted an international festival between the primary founder of Teatro Dallas and just a German artist that she met along the way. They decided to start an international festival that exploded, New Works Festival that exploded. And so over time, it's just really, it's really grown into now the only international presence in DFW. Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I'm excited to get going. I don't want to know too much about them yet because we're going to find out a little bit here as we put them in the hot seat. The reason that we have this today is because I want to get straight to the point. I want to make sure that we go directly to theaters and ask all the questions that you want to ask and put it right in their laps, right? So that they can have the opportunity to answer back and say, this is what we're doing to make sure that we rectify and make DFW better. We asked you for some questions through our Instagram story, and we had a couple come through. We have the top three questions. We're going to start it. Are y'all ready?
Yes. Christina's right here. Is that okay?
I mean, Christina, are you okay?
Hi, Christina.
Tagger.
Christina, can you share this on TikTok? So, are y'all ready? Are you scared?
Yes.
No? Mac, you're sweating a little bit. Is it because you ran?
That's because I'm looking in. I'm not sure. Okay.
Okay. Great. Wonderful. Okay. So, the first question we had from multiple people was, first off, I want to be able to direct in your area. And what are we doing to put people, DEI people, behind the table? Mm-hmm. So what is Teatro Dallas doing to ensure that?
Sure. Well, something that we've talked about a little bit is making sure that we are starting with artists. I think that oftentimes people like to take the easy route in terms of choosing artists that are around them, are easily accessible, are ones that they know already, that they feel comfortable with, and that leads to us seeing the same artists in the same positions of power over and over and over again, especially in the world of directing. I think at DFW, one of the most frustrating things for me, from a producing perspective, directing perspective, acting perspective, everything, is seeing directors that are not directors direct and to be given the reins immediately. Like, if you have assistant director for a while, that's totally fine. Absolutely, you've worked your way up. But just to see someone that's been acting for 30 years just all of a sudden get whatever they want in the directing world is really frustrating from the perspective of young directors. And luckily, we have ourselves a really lovely young director right here. So I think it starts with that. I think it starts with taking chances on new talent.
Great. And then we had previously discussed this, that you were taking the approach, instead of, you know, scheduling out a whole season, mm-hmm. that now you are starting to approach artists directly.
Yeah.
What made you approach Sasha?
Oh, I've just been a fan of Sasha's work for so long. Truly. I saw Sasha's work at Second Thought. I worked with Sasha, luckily, Arts Mission, Sasha's work at Stage West, and was just so impressed and knew that not only does Sasha have very good taste, but Sasha is creating rooms that I want to be replicated in every room across the city.
Wonderful. Yeah. As a director, Sasha, what are you doing to ensure that the people around you are also DEI, or, you know, that you are doing that as well?
I think DEI is a journey when it comes to artistry. I think DEI, when it came up in 2020, was coming out of the corporate mindset of how do we structure departments so that someone or a group of folks feel represented. We feel like they have their back, but we live and we create in a world of feeling, in a world of storytelling. And so, to me, DEI is needs to be intrinsic in our artistry. That sort of awareness, the awareness of who you are and how you show up in a room, but also the awareness of what you don't know. There are things I do not know. I am Afro-Latina. I'm directing the show. I'm not Puerto Rican. And so I have to do my due diligence to make sure that I'm checking in with folks from that background, from that culture, that understand, because there are things that I don't know that have helped, that they've offered, that have helped connect dots for me in the show. So I think it's just constantly taking in the information. That's all we can really be responsible for. And then as far as the room, I just really like kind, lovely human beings. I need to be able to create in a kind, loving, joyous space. And so that is priority number one for me. It just so happens that there are really lovely human beings in every background. So
wonderful. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Thinking of the person mm-hmm. first. I love that. Great. Question number two.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, man.
You did good so far. Oh. Here's where it gets bad. Kidding. We also had a lot of questions specifically about casting choices. So trans people, non-binary, artistic directors, why do we cast them? Mm-hmm. Why are we casting familiar faces? Like you said, right? Why? So what are you doing on your side? Either one of you that wants to start it out to make sure that you are making the correct casting choices for the right people.
I'm hiring actors, and so I need folks that come in and have an understanding of how they would like to talk about the script. I don't need answers from day one. I don't need answers in callback, but I really want to find folks that have thought processes already moving in their brains about how they relate to the work, about what's exciting about the work, about what's a little terrifying about the work. That, to me, is ground level. As far as more representation when it comes to body diversity and transgender representation, like, that to me is a no-brainer. But again, our structure is not built for that. And so it requires folks who are willing to go, I don't have all the answers. I may not know how to navigate this conversation about how you relate in your own artistry and where you are in your transition or where you are in your identity. And how do I make sure that there's a safe space for you to explore that in your artistry as well as feel safe in your humanness? That is dialogue that needs to happen more. But also, I don't need to be the person saying it. I'm not of that demographic, yeah, right? Sure. And so it also is up to us as a community to uplift those voices that do have mm-hmm. that lived experience and go, what can we get better at? I know there's that weird dialogue that happened of we are not responsible for right. teaching other folks. But I also go, there's a middle ground there, and I would love to see what that middle ground looks like for DFW.
Yeah, I think everyone was just tired of, it was almost this, oh, we're with the cool people and we're going to put out on our post that we do want people of color right. for our casting. And then people stop putting it on their casting yeah. releases. Yeah. It's no longer there. It was just for 1 year,
yeah. Yeah.
you know, where we were like, oh yeah, we're totally part of that. And then really didn't show that they were part of it mm-hmm. and then removed it.
Well, and you can feel it. And we all know folks talk. We all know that mm-hmm. those conversations happen regardless of the official decree by whatever statement by a company. Like, those conversations are constantly happening. So best of luck to those who are behind.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
I think that the biggest problem, the biggest red flag that you see is people have pretty much the same language, copy mm-hmm. and pasted mm-hmm. from website to website. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, you didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
You didn't even write it. Like, you're just taking it because mm-hmm. you know that it worked for someone, which tells me a lot about why you're doing it in the first place, you know? But from producer perspective and from directing perspective, but especially from producer perspective, the big two things that I'm seeing that are helping a lot and that I implore a lot of other theaters to try out and that we are trying out and we're still in trial of is making sure that... it's not one person's choice ever about anything, mm-hmm. but especially casting. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times the reason that it's so messed up and so unfair is because the theaters are giving the reins to just the director mm-hmm. or it's just a producer rather than a team of people that are mm-hmm. coming to conclusions together. Mm-hmm. And that's a really big one, which is a big part of how we're changing things. Now, we got rid of the artistic director model entirely. I'm artistic producer and that's as much as I want to be involved. I don't have any intention of directing the season. That's why we have Sasha here, you know? That's why we have our directors here. That being said, also the choice of plays. If you're picking 200-year-old work, if you're picking 100-year-old work that didn't have this in mind, then you are going to kind of have to shove it into a box. Why not just pick work that's aware, you know? Or that knows more about the time that we're trying to make work for.
Yeah, that actually leads me to my third question and our last question today, unfortunately. But why do theaters pick the same show, right? In the area, we had 25 Mamma Mias mm-hmm. in 2020, I think, or whenever that was. And now everybody's doing Little Shop or, mm-hmm. you know, why do they do that? And what are you doing to make sure?
I think it comes from a small pool of stories that can be told. I go, Little Shop is fun because it's Halloween, you get representation, or it's great for Halloween time, you get representation. It doesn't have to be your quote unquote black show that you do in February, right? So, like, our canon is limited.
That's a good way of putting it, yeah.
Yeah, but also, not to play devil's advocate, I would move mountains to be able to work on a streetcar that showed folks that looked like me, that looked like my neighborhood, because that story did relate to folks that looked like me. I also don't think that it should be the only thing that should be produced, though. That new work, and especially here in Dallas, we've got so many new voices coming through that need the support, that need the amplification, and have earned the freaking right for it. Man, there's some lovely talent here that I just want to see get produced more. But I think my issue with the repeat productions is it's the same story. There's nothing new to it. There's no new breath in it. And if you're going to do an old show or an older show, you got to breathe new life into it. There's no point in doing something that someone else has already done 20 years ago.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
And Matt, how are y'all changing the process on that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I think that we, on what you said, we feel an incredible responsibility. I especially do, but I hope our whole company feels it as well, to create not just our company, but a landscape that encourages people to stay.
Mm-hmm.
We have so many cool voices that come through Dallas mm-hmm. for a couple of years and all
yeah.
get really good here.
Yeah.
At the moment that they're like, man, I reached out of my game.
Yeah.
Rather than I'm going to stay because I have people that will support me here. I don't feel supported here. I'm going to go somewhere else that also doesn't really support me.
Mm-hmm.
And now we just don't have them. And they're also not being supported somewhere
mm-hmm.
else. So I think that something that we're very invested in is something that we kind of touched on a little bit earlier. Pick artists, not seasons. I think that this is a blanket statement that I'm going to get specific on. The regional theater model is not serving us here like it used to and like it does in other markets. Here doesn't really work the same. Just because of the way that audiences go to see shows here and the way that our theater culture works, that people don't really know as well. So people really go see, people do Mamma Mia over and over again because people go see Mamma Mia,
yep.
which is a shame. Because I would push back on that saying, there is other work happening that no one's seeing.
And it's
a shame.
The artists are also in part responsible for the artistic literacy of the community that we're in.
Absolutely.
That we have to define what... what is going on, you know, with the stories that are happening in town that we go, this is also exciting. This
mm-hmm.
is just as exciting as another Sound of Music, as another little shop, as another what have you.
Yeah. But the audiences are going to have to take just as many risks as the theaters are going to have to take to
yes.
make that change.
Yes.
Yeah. And so for us, that means finding artists that we trust and that we know we want to work with
mm-hmm.
and saying, what is your dream? What is the most interesting thing to you right now? What have you been waiting to do? But just haven't been given the chance to yet, which is how we found
Cloud Tectonics,
which you should absolutely come see. It's opening this week. It previews May 17th, opens May 18th, and runs through June 1st. Anything you want to say on Cloud Tectonics?
This work has been with me since I was like 15 years old. It is what allowed me to start to explore different parts of my identity and feel safe in that, feel seen in that. And also, Jose freaking Rivera. Just... beautiful language, beautiful imagery, and a stunning challenge as an artist. Like I love to have to learn new things, and I've learned so many new things on this process. So come see it.
Yes. Well, thank you so much. And I mean, they're working hard. They have rehearsal tonight. I mean, thank you, people.
Thanks, all.
Yeah,
we're gonna.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, you got the Princess Diary wave going.
I bothered their set design today as they were doing things. But thank you so much. Please make sure you go see their show. Like they said, it opens this weekend, or this week, right? So we'll put the link in our bio and on this post as well to make sure that you have the link to pick up some tickets. I know I'm coming to see it because I'm excited after having a conversation with you. And please support Theatro Dallas. They are doing the things that need to be done correctly. So you want people to correct and rectify situations in the area. They are. So support them. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.